Nice job. So I'm going to ask Mr. Lowe if he can come up. And we're just going to kind of go through the camp for you, the theme, and just share that with you. And do you want to do the Wow God things too?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, each day we, through both the crafts and the games and the Bible time, had one main point we wanted your kids to take home, one main point that you guys learned. So we're going to go over those so that you guys have a chance to talk with your kids about it and so that you guys see if you can remember. The Bible point from Monday was that God made you. They're a little slow, but it's early. I think they're going to get it 5 more times before we're done up here. I think we're good. I think Ian's got them all primed. And that was foundational, just the concept that God made us for any number. Yeah, close. It's got to be the actual phrase. Now they're raring to go. Yeah, and we looked at Psalm 139:14. Thank you for making me so wonderfully amazing. And all the neat things that God put into us. But it's pretty significant if you're made by someone. I know occasionally my wife and I will find a creation or a piece of art in our house, and we will have a wonderful discussion about what this is and what it might be and what it might do. And we'll both come to our own conclusions, but when we want to know the answer to that, do you know who we ask? Yeah, we run down a kid who made it, because the kid who made it can tell you what it is, what it's for, what it's about. And it's the same for us, that if we want to figure out who we are, what we're for, and what we're about, it is foundational for us to understand that God is the one who made us.
So in that making, he made us to need him, and that's so important. So need is something that we don't like to think about, but that we need God. We need the Creator. We need to be that connected to him. So on day 2, we learn that God is for you. There you go. We're getting it. And the verse that we talked about is in Romans chapter 8, verse 31, and it says this: if God is for us, who can be against us? And that is so important for us to understand that God is always there with us. So in believing, number one, that God is the creator of all things, like Mr. Lowe just talked about, that he made us, we also believe then, because he made us, that he is always with us and that his power protects us through the goods and the bads of life. And that is so, so very important. So not only were we created to need God, but we were also created to depend on God for our help and for our strength.
And that led nicely into day 3, where we learned that God is always with you. You see, it doesn't do us a whole lot of good to know that he's for us if he's not there. I mean, you could have a whole army that's for you, but if that army is not there, it really doesn't help you that much. And this is significant, not just that he's always with us, but who he is. This is a fun point to learn, because the more you learn about who God is, the more significant it becomes that he is always with you. We live in a digital world where you can be friended and unfriended multiple times in one day. And we live in a mobile world where most of these kids are going to move 2 to 3 times on their way through their 12 years of grade school, high school. And to have something that is always there is really significant. But not just always there, like the air is always there as long as you're not underwater, but something that really has some power. We read books at my house, and frequently illustrators will have a little critter they put on every page, right? Like gold bug will be on every page, or there's the duck, right, in the Cartwright season. And the kids are always looking for that duck. Well, it's kind of neat to know that that little critter is always with the main character, but it's really passive. That critter's just sort of there with them. When we say that God is always with us, we're talking about, back up to our previous points, the one who made us and is for us is always with us. And that becomes pretty powerful. Our verse was Joshua 1:9. The Lord your God is with you wherever you go.
All righty. So now's our opportunity. So on the 4th day, we talked about the fact that God is always, that God always loves you. There you go. And in Psalm 89, the psalmist David writes, your unfailing love will last forever. So, you know, sometimes, like we've been talking about the world that we live in, are there times when you haven't felt loved? Yeah. Yeah. Are there times when you feel lonely? Yeah. Okay, but we need to understand with God who created all things and created us to be with him, that his love is always there, and that is so important for us to remember. In fact, so much so that one of the things that we learned at camp is that God gave it all the stuff that we're talking about, God gave it to us. But in the garden, Adam and Eve, you know what they said? They said, God, we don't need you. We don't want you. And so God gave it all, and then mankind, which began with Adam and Eve, lost it all. And God didn't like that. God knew it would happen, okay? But God didn't like that. And so it says in Romans, it says that while we were still sinners, God demonstrated his own love towards us, that he sent his own son, Jesus, to die on a cross for us. And that is so, so very, very important, because God desires to pour out his love on us and for us to be a part of his family. So we were created to accept God's love that he has for us.
And that took us to day 5, which Ian's already prepped you for, in which we learned that God made you for a reason. Well done. This is the first time we've ever had a Bible point that overlapped. Our first Bible point was God made you. And our last one was God made you for a reason. Now you're on it. And that we added to that because there's really two layers of this. First, you have to understand that you had a creator, that you have a creator. And then the second thing you have to understand, like that's from the God side, from the you side, that you are a creation. When we make things, we make them for a reason. And that's a reflection of who God is. God made us for a reason. We have a purpose. And there's so many different purposes that the world around us lives for. You can see in the heart of everybody around you just the need to be or do or find meaning in something. And what God created us to find meaning in, the purpose he has for us, is to be in a relationship with him. And if that's something that's new to you or that you want to explore more of, we would encourage you to keep coming back and join us, because that's what we're doing here. We're going to sing one last song before we go out to eat. Do we have that one?